Well, research and surveys tell us that one of the big issues that happen in marriages that break them up surround money. But when you look at the specific topics, there are a few issues, well, in money that hurt a marriage. Joining us today to talk about those top five money issues that can hurt your marriage, it is Ashley Michiquet. She is the CEO of True North Retirement Advisors. Good morning, Ashley. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Brenda. I'm very excited to be here, but it's like it's an odd, awkward topic. My stomach turns a little bit talking about marriage and money. It's sometimes uncomfortable, but it's important to understand what are the main issues that can really lead to some bad problems within a marriage when it comes to money.
Absolutely. Well, we know the saying that says the family that prays together stays together, but it doesn't mean that. Well, do we just have to pray and go about it? There are some very specific areas that we continue need to work at in order to thrive in a marriage. And you've got some money issues that people need to be aware of that can hurt them. So we're going to go through five of them today. So let's get right to the list. Ashley, what's the first issue that we need to be aware of?
Yes. So let's start with what I think is the most destructive marriage issue when it comes to money, and that is a lack of transparency. And in more extreme cases, there's a term called financial infidelity. It's like cheating, but with money. So what this looks like is secret spending. It could be hidden accounts. It could be lying or not being upfront about debt or income. It could be hiding cash. So it's basically any behavior related to money where the other spouse is completely in the dark about. And, you know, sometimes it can even be as benign as, you know, you keep your finances separate, which I never recommend that married couples do that, but some married couples do. And so naturally, you may have an unawareness of what the other spouse is spending or what they're doing. But we don't want anything that's hidden on purpose. And ideally, spouses should be totally transparent about income and debt and spending. And so both spouses in the marriage understand, you know, what's coming in, what's going out. Are there financial issues that need to be addressed before they become bigger problems?
I think that's brilliant, Ashley, because many people who have gone through pre-marriage programs when they're getting married in the Catholic Church, that's one of those areas that is always brought up in pre-marriage programs and allows that opportunity to discuss those things. But if you are hiding money and spending issues, there's definitely an underlying issue there. Ashley, what's second on the list?
Materialism. So this is an interesting one, and this surprised me a little bit because you hear a lot with couples like one person's the saver and one person's the spender, and they kind of balance each other out. But that can also create disagreements, as you might imagine. You know, the saver doesn't like the way that the spender is spending money. But there's actually a deeper issue here that I think is more important and problematic, and that's materialism in general. So there was research done that if both spouses in the marriage, if both of them are materialistic, they actually rank at the bottom of the happiness scale. And that didn't matter what your income was. So it's not, you know, lack of money or lack of income. It was the materialism and the focus on spend, 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 you know, buy, buy, buy. And if both spouses in the marriage were sort of wired that way and that's how they viewed money, even if they had enough income, they were unhappy. And so that was really interesting to me. And the more I sort of reflect on it and people that I know in my own life, I could totally see where that's the case.
Absolutely. And again, with the phrases, money can't buy happiness, and that's got to come from somewhere else. So why are you spending? That is a really good question. Ashley Michiquet joining us today to help us avoid the top five money issues that are hurting marriages. All right, let's keep going.
Okay, so the next one is, the best way to classify this, I think, is power imbalances. So this has to do more with control. So sometimes in a marriage, one spouse can control the money and they make all of the financial decisions. And sometimes, you know, that person may sort of abuse that power role and withhold money, withhold things. And as you can imagine, that might lead to a lot of issues. Now, thankfully, I do not see it that often, but there's some other more subtle ways that there can be power imbalances that can cause friction. So if one of the spouses comes from a family that is very well off and has a lot of money, or maybe they're going to get a large inheritance, or the family provides significant help and the other spouse doesn't have any of that, that can create some friction. On the outset of marriage, let's say one spouse comes to the marriage and they have no debt, maybe they already bought a house, and then the other spouse is like, hey, I've got $250,000 of student debt, an amount of credit card debt, and now we're both responsible for paying this down. So those sort of different circumstances of life, and especially when you come into the marriage with very different financial pictures, that really needs to be figured out from the very beginning, and how that's going to be handled. Because if it's not, and that you have that imbalance that continues, it can create a lot of resentment and a lot of, you know, disagreements in the marriage.
Wow, that can be difficult too. And, you know, I think that is also just proves your previous point too about the combining of finances, so that way there's equal footing and equal access too. It might help that a little bit. Ashley Michikay with us today from True North Retirement Advisors. Let's keep moving through this list. We've got just a couple more things to look at.
Okay, the next one is priority disagreements. So this goes a little bit deeper than, like, I'm a saver and you're a spender, because it has to do more with how we want to allocate the limited resource of our money that we have. So one spouse may be really into travel. Like, my husband would never travel if I didn't force him to.
Yeah.
And he, you know, so, like, you might have a spouse where travel is a great example, because one spouse may just want to stay at home and they get all the relaxation they need, and the other one wants to travel around the world. And so, you know, it's expensive to do that. So if you can't come to an agreement about your priorities, how are you going to save for retirement? Where does that fall on the priority list? How much are you going to spend for your kids on their activities and school and saving for college? And, like, even things like housing, that's a huge one. Where do we live? How much are we going to spend on a house? So different people have very different ideas of what they would like. And if, you know, again, coming to an agreement and discussing these things, I think that the main thread through all of this is open communication, transparency. And yes, you're not going to get everything that you want, but if both spouses can kind of find that happy medium, then you can have the shared priorities and work towards those priorities. And I think if you don't have that, then if you don't have the same set of priorities and agree on here's what we're going to do to get there, then you're kind of like this rudderless ship, and you can't decide if you should take a vacation to Hawaii this year or save more for a down payment on a house.
Excellent. I understand. Communication, it seems like that might be one of the underlying things that help many of these situations. Ashley, so we've come through this list. We've covered four areas of money issues that can hurt a marriage, and we've got one more to go. What is it?
Okay, this is one I think most people can relate to, and it's family issues.
Ugh, okay.
So this happens kind of at both ends of the spectrum. So it can happen with your kids. You have disagreements about spending money on your kids. You know, it could be everything from, what are you going to buy for their school lunch, to what activities are they going to do? But it also extends into adulthood. And I see this quite a bit with my own clients who have adult children who kind of haven't completely flown out of the nest yet. And so they still are providing some type of financial support. And generally what I see where it can create problems is one of the spouses is enabling that, and the other spouse is, like, vehemently opposed to providing any financial support to that adult child. And so that can cause a lot of friction and a lot of disagreements. And then also it could be providing support to other family members. Like you might have a brother or some other relative that, you know, maybe is struggling to find work and you want to help with paying their bills and rent and other things like that. And the other spouse, you know, doesn't think that should be done. So there can be, you know, a lot of disagreements when it comes to how do we allocate our, again, this limited resource of our money to provide the right types of support to our family and, you know, the extension of the people in our lives that we love and care about.
Wow, those are incredible. You know, what's amazing, Ashley, as you went through that whole list, boy, you can really see how each one of those can really be difficult for couples to get through. So it's no wonder that money can be such a big issue, especially in a marriage that is struggling. Thank you so much for joining us today and giving us 5 good topics to think about today. Thank you, Ashley, for being with us.
Thank you, Brenda.